Chapter 7. God promises to give you supernatural strength. We now are ready to learn what the Bible teaches about receiving supernatural strength from God. You will never be afraid of anything if you learn how to receive strength from God. Quote, "Be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him. That strength which His boundless might provides." Unquote. Ephesians 6, verse 10, Amplified. The words, "through your union with Him," in the amplification of this verse of Scripture, are key to receiving strength from God. There is a direct relationship between receiving God's strength and the intimacy of your relationship with Him. You will not be afraid if you have a close, intimate relationship with God. You will trust Him completely to give you strength when you need it. Quote, "The Lord will give unyielding and impenetrable strength to His people." Unquote. Psalm 29, verse 11, Amplified. The words "unyielding and impenetrable" in the amplification of this verse are very important. God's strength is so powerful that it will not yield to any problem you face, no matter how difficult this problem may seem. In chapter 4, we discuss the increased fear that many people experience as they grow older. If you trust God completely, you will be like Caleb, who was a prince of Judah. Caleb said, quote, "The Lord has kept me alive, as He said, these 45 years since the Lord spoke this word to Moses, while the Israelites wandered in the wilderness. And now, behold, I am this day 85 years old. Yet I am as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so is my strength now for war and to go out and to come in." Unquote. Joshua 14, verse 10 through 11, Amplified. Caleb was one of the 12 spies who were sent by Moses to the area of Paran. Most of the spies brought back pessimistic reports. Caleb and Joshua were the only two of these spies who brought back optimistic reports. Caleb was exposed to incredible pressure, but he was able to persevere because he received strength from God. Caleb said that he was as strong at the age of 85 as he was when Moses sent him to Paran at the age of 40. This chapter is filled with promises from God's Word that assure you that this strength from God is available to you. Refuse to give in to fear, worry, doubt, and unbelief. You should be like the Apostle Paul who said, quote, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Unquote. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, King James. Paul rejoiced in his human weaknesses and inadequacies because he had absolute faith that the supernatural strength of Jesus Christ would be perfected in his human weakness. Paul went on to say, quote, "For the sake of Christ, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecutions, perplexities, and diseases. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am truly strong, able, powerful in divine strength." Unquote. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, Amplified. Paul actually took pleasure in the adversity he faced. He was totally certain that the supernatural strength of Jesus Christ was available to him when he was, quote, "weak in human strength," unquote. The promises in this chapter pertaining to God's strength will help you to overcome fear in your life. Paul explained this phenomenal strength in a letter that he wrote to the church at Philippi when he was in prison. In this letter, Paul said, quote, "I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency." Unquote. Philippians 4, verse 13, Amplified. The words "all things" in this verse include whatever problems you face today and every problem that you will face throughout your life. God never intended for you to solve any problem with the limitations of your human strength. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, He lives in your heart. See 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, Galatians 2, verse 20, and Ephesians 3, verse 17. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, you will have His supernatural strength living within you. Jesus will, quote, infuse inner strength, unquote, into you as you rest in His indwelling presence and as you trust completely in Him to strengthen you in your human weakness. The strength of Jesus Christ is available by faith to every Christian at any time in his or her life. You can do all things through the strength of Jesus. In the Amplification, Paul says, quote, "I am ready for anything and equal to anything," unquote. Paul knew that the strength of Jesus Christ that was in him was more than sufficient to overcome any problem he would ever face. This supernatural strength is available to you. You should never be worried or afraid when you face difficult problems. You can trust God to provide the supernatural strength that you will need. Quote, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Unquote. Isaiah 40, verse 28 through 31. NIV. God is never weary. He will give you strength if you are tired and weary. God compares the strength that He will provide for you with the strength of energetic young men. He promises to give you strength that is so great that you will be able to persevere even if you are at a place where young men with strength and energy of youth would give up. You must not give up. God's strength is so great that you will be able to soar above the problems you face, just as a mighty eagle is able to spread its wings and soar above obstacles. Refuse to give up hope. Have absolute faith that God will give you the strength, energy. God's word explains the relationship between not being afraid and receiving strength from God. You should be like Isaiah, who said, quote, "I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength," unquote. Isaiah 12, verse 2, Amplified. Trust God completely to give you the supernatural strength you need. We have spoken especially of older people. No matter how old, weary, or tired you may be, you should be like the psalmist who prayed to God, saying, quote, "Cast me not off or send me away in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent and my powers fail." Unquote. Psalm 71, verse 9, Amplified. You must not allow any weariness that you experience as you grow older to cause you to be afraid. God's strength is available to you always. Your human energy is insufficient. God will strengthen you and guide you throughout your life if you trust Him completely. Quote, "He will be our guide even until death," unquote. Psalm 48, verse 14, Amplified. Your Father has promised to guide you right up until the day you die. Do not be afraid of anything. Know that your loving Father will help you regardless of the seemingly severity of any adversity that you face or how old, tired, or inadequate you may feel. When little children are in trouble, they feel secure when they can hold the hand of one of their loving parents. Your loving Father is with you when you face adversity. He promises to hold your hand. He said, quote, "I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, fear not, I will help you," unquote. Isaiah 41, verse 13, Amplified. Little children stay very close to their loving parents when they have a problem. Your loving Father wants you to stay very close to Him. You will not be afraid if you have a close and intimate relationship with God. He speaks directly to you here, telling that you should not be afraid. See Psalm 121, verse 2, and Hebrews 4, verse 6, and 13, verse 6. Why would you ever be afraid of anything if you are certain that God will help you? The more severe the problems that you face may seem, the more you should immerse yourself in the supernatural living Word of God. Faithfully obey your Father's instructions to meditate day and night on His Word. Fill your eyes, your ears, your mind, your heart, and your mouth continually with God's Word. You will be strengthened and energized by God's supernatural Word if you do. Fear will not be able to overcome you if your heart is filled with God's Word. Quote, "The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide," unquote. Psalm 37, verse 31, King James. The words, "none of his steps shall slide," mean that no external circumstances will be able to overcome you if your heart is filled to overflowing with the supernatural living Word of God. The key to your life whenever you face adversity is the spiritual condition of your heart. See Proverbs 4, verse 20 through 23. You will not be afraid, and adversity will not be able to overcome you if you faithfully obey your Father's instructions to continually fill your heart with the supernatural power of His Word. The Word of God is your spiritual food. You will feed yourself continually with the supernatural spiritual food that your Father has provided for you if you faithfully renew your mind in God's Word each day and meditate day and night on the Holy Scriptures. You will be like the prophet Jeremiah, who said, quote, "When your words came, I ate them, and they were my joy and my heart's delight," unquote. Jeremiah 15, verse 16, NIV. Your heart will sing with joy regardless of the circumstances you face if you have filled your heart with the supernatural spiritual food that your Father has provided for you in His Word. See Job 23, verse 12, and Matthew 4, verse 4. You must not identify with anything that is taking place in the world. You should identify completely with God and His supernatural promises. The last four chapters have been filled with truth from God's Word that will help you as you grow older. You should be like the author Victor Hugo, who spoke of his final years, saying, quote, "Winter is on my head, but spring is in my heart," unquote. We have explained that your body is not the real you. The real you is the hidden person of your heart. See 1 Peter 3, verse 4. The hidden person of your heart does not wrinkle and become old. The hidden person of your heart is always young. We have talked briefly about meditating day and night on the Word of God. We now are ready to learn great spiritual truth pertaining to the supernatural power of the Word of God. You will learn exactly what to do to meditate day and night on the Holy Scriptures.